The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day guys, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Today is the Trader's Journey podcast, and today I wanted to cover something I think is really, really important, which is consequence. Here's a noise in the background. I'm actually down by the coast doing my podcast whilst I'm having a bit of a walk, so that's the noise. So consequence, it's the reality of being a trader, and it's something that you need to be aware of. I mean, I talk constantly about being, well, having perspective, about following your rules and being strategic in what you do to make sure that your goals and your actions are perfectly aligned so that you achieve one from the other. Now, there are going to be periods of time when you don't flawlessly execute. There will be times where you don't follow your plan flawlessly. There'll be times where you just straight up make massive mistakes, or, you know, it might be one trade, which is fine. You know, these things happen. These are opportunities and experiences to learn from. But there might be a time where you go through a period, maybe a month, maybe a week, maybe a few days. I don't know what it will be. It will depend on you. But there will be a period of significant consequence. And I want you to understand a couple of things here, because when it does happen, not if, but when, I want you to be prepared for it. You see, with the consequence side of things, it usually occurs because you've broken your rules or because you've done something silly. It could be if it's one big trade that you have a massive loss on. There's a number of things that can happen, but one of those can be that you didn't follow your risk management. If it's a series of trades, again, there can be a lot of things. And some of these things are not negative. You know, recently I've had a string of losing trades until just recently. I had a winner again last night, but it's not about the wins and losses. Usually they open your eyes to certain things if you're not doing the right thing. For example, if you have a series of losing trades, well, what it does is it forces you to look at what you're doing. Now, maybe that you're doing nothing wrong at all. So therefore, there's no consequence because you're doing the right thing. You're taking good trades, you're following your rules, and all is well in the world. But a losing string, what it can also do is it can really buck you. It can send you backwards. It can make you question if you're doing what you should be doing and if you're on the right path at all. You've got to be ready for that. And that is the consequence of, I guess, the consequence of trading, to be honest. You're going to have it one way or the other. When it comes to taking trades that are following your rules, it doesn't mean you're going to always have a lot of winning trades. Okay, I can tell you that right now. I've had recently a number of fantastic trades that have stopped me out. It's forced me to have a look at my trading, and it's made me recognize that there's nothing wrong. It's fine. So I keep on plodding along, and last night I got that profit. Or at least I got the first target hit. I haven't checked this morning, but at least I got the first target hit. So it's really important to have that measure of self. The consequence comes after periods where you break your rules. And it's a reminder to stick to your guns. It's not a bad thing, because what it can do, and this is, the reason why what I teach is, it's not just the trading strategy, it's not just the psychology, but it's the capturing of both in live screenshots. When you take a trade, to take a screenshot of that. It's because when you have these periods where the consequence arises, you can go back and you can assess it and you can learn from it. And I mean, think of it like this. You've got two options. One, you have a losing streak. Let's just say it's a losing streak to make it nice and simple. And you go, oh no, everything's bad. I've got to change things. And you don't have screenshots to back that up. Number two option is, oh no, everything's bad. I'm losing. Let me check my screenshots against my trading strategy checklist and see if I'm actually doing anything wrong at all. Oh, okay, well, I am. And it seems to be that I'm looking for, I need to trade smaller candles on a cradle, for example. Or the other side of that is, no, these trades are flawless. There's nothing wrong. It's just a losing streak. Okay, cool. I can deal with it. Either way, you're equipped now to take the positive steps forward, to get your head back in the right place and get your trading in the right direction. So you've got to have these options in place. You've got to have these screenshots. You've got to have this accountability so that when the consequence comes, you know how to get out of it and back into a positive mental mindset. Guys, have a great day. I'll speak to you again very soon. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com because experience matters.